StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Welcome to our regular startup news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Our startup news is recorded today with me, Chris, in New York City. And I have to say, I don't fully know why in our script I am talking about myself first. But joining me is Joe in Frankfurt. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good. And Chris, you know why you're first in the script? Because today I wrote it.
Ah, yeah. As if I wrote, as if there were other days when I write it then. Today's news cutoff date is February 24th, 2025. As always, all news not included will be in our next news wrap-up. We needed to cut our news seriously short this time, so you can have a brief news overview. And without further ado, that means that you're going to guide us through some of the highlights of this month.
Yes, as our audience already knows, we are aggregating the news from all the social media shares we do during the course of the month. Usually I'm going through something like 15 to 20 pages in terms of startup news, but this month we had 59 pages of startup news. Of course, some of them the same news from multiple sources, but nonetheless, that was really a lot, so we had to cut it really seriously. Talking about our highlights here, the DACH startup ecosystem is buzzing with activity from major funding rounds to political changes that could reshape the landscape. German autotech Finn, the startup renting out cars as a car subscription model, reached 1 billion in funding commitments, signaling a major shift in German startup scene. Meanwhile, Solaris secured a substantial 140 million investment, fueling its growth in the banking as a service sector. But we got to see that funding was basically a rescue for Solaris Bank. The other option would be to wind them down. This development highlights the continued strength and potential of the DACH region as a hub for innovation and investments. However, challenges remain. Lilium, the Munich-based flying cars developer, faced its second insolvency, raising questions about the viability of the industry. Additionally, the recent German election brought a change in government, with CDU taking the lead. This shift could have significant implications for startup policies and regulation, creating both opportunities and uncertainty for entrepreneurs and investors. Stay tuned to StartupRad.io for in-depth analysis and expert insights. And of course, we will talk with Chris about the startup news and the startup elections here, because he is one of the person, he is one of the people who actually keeps Germany up to date on US politics and also covers those politics. Talking about the schedule here, we are shifting to two publications a week. Let us know how you like it. Chris, you want to straight hop into the top news?
Yes, I want to. I also don't know how it's pronounced. eVTOL, electrical vehicle takeoff and landing. eVTOL? God. Anyway.
Maybe they only have problem because their industry had such a strange acronym. I still prefer air taxis.
Yes. So, let's jump in. You mentioned it already. The company Finn, a company that is working in the car subscription services field, secured a $1 billion investment to expand its fleet. They are based in Munich, and they are capitalizing on the shift from traditional car ownership to more flexible, all-inclusive subscriptions, hoping to cater to a new generation of mostly or especially urban drivers and businesses looking for hassle-free mobility solutions. They hope that they will be part of the general transformation of the automotive industry, and their growth strategy positions them as one player there. Mobility as a service is the buzzword there. And so we will see whether they can bank in on what they hope will be the future of car ownership. The Berlin-based Cherry Ventures is doubling down on the future of AI and deep tech startups. They are getting a starting a $500 million investment fund that focuses on AI first businesses, robotics, and next generation enterprise solutions. They want to provide early stage funding to innovations. And with venture capital tightening in some sectors, Cherry Ventures' commitment signals a strong confidence in the long-term potential of deep tech investments, hopefully creating Europe's next AI unicorn.
And one shouldn't forget that we had a very nice in-depth interview with the CEO who led Finn to this big funding. I talked with him about his automotive experience and so on and so forth. And actually, he was driving at the time he co-founded Finn. He was driving an old Beetle, VW Beetle.
Well, maybe part of the fleet too. And then Lilium, I feel as if we are talking about them every month right now. Munich-based EVTOL developer has filed for insolvency for the second time. Major setback for the whole industry, raising questions about the viability of the business model. Also, that is kind of the debate we're having every month or every other month about that industry. Lilium's situation highlights the challenges in developing and scaling aviation technologies, long development cycles, regulatory hurdles, intense competition. So we will see whether the industry actually can weather their challenges. And if you're an investor, obviously you need to carefully assess the risks in that emerging sector. And you also said it already, the German election, this is very current news, because I think the last votes were counted less than 24 hours ago. My vote was not counted because my mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time here in the US. But Germany has elected a new parliament, most likely leading to a new government led by the Christian Democratic and Christian Democratic Union, basically the center-left party in Germany, the center-right party in Germany, which will then be a shift in power from the Scholz administration of the Social Democratic Party. But the Social Democratic Party, without the current chancellor, might be the junior partner in the coalition. That change in leadership could have impact on startup policies, digitalization, VC investment regulation. And we'll have a closer look at those new policies that are being drafted. And we will see what it means also for taxation, maybe AI investments and incentives for businesses.
Yes, I want to get your impressions from that, because what most people don't know, if they are only listening to our podcast here, you are actually more active in politics, covering politics, than you are active in, let's talk about startup and tech here, even though that are your roots as a reporter. I was wondering, what was your perspective on that? We also may add to the audience, everybody who is able to speak German, there's a highly recommended newsletter from you, Krautreporter, for which you also won 2019 the prestigious Grimme Online Award. Plus, you also do a regular podcast in German on US politics. So, but here I want to pick a little bit your brain on the German election. What actually scared me a little bit, that the right-wing AfD got over 20%.
Yeah, that is scary. It actually, the right-wing party in Germany had the best result for right-wing extremists since 1945. So basically since the beginning of the Federal Republic of Germany after World War II. But we always have to say that as long as no other party is willing to build a coalition with them, they are not in governmental power. Now the big question is whether the Conservative Party will keep up their so-called firewall and not work together with them the way it looks like now. is that this is the case. I mean, I guess my take is, well, okay, that was a win that was expected. We see it everywhere around the world that governments in power or the governments who were in power during or right after the COVID pandemic are voted out of office. And now he has a long list of things to be done. He's not necessarily Friedrich Merz. I mean, with he, the soon-to-be chancellor, or the expected new chancellor of Germany. He has a very long list of things to do. He basically has to lead Europe without ever having been a secretary in no state in Germany or in the German federal government. He has so far only been, even though he's relatively old, he's close to 70 years old, he has so far only been a parliamentarian in the German parliament and in the European parliament. So the hope is that he is able to become a steady hand leading Europe in what seems to be even more geopolitical turmoil with the Trump administration, which is really guessing or really changing long-term alliances right now. And we see huge discussions about the question whether the post-World War II order is actually history. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very complex.
By the way, everybody who's interested in that, we are in the preparation, meaning me, that we are will be blogging a little bit about the results, what we think about this, go through the election program of the CDU and potential allies in a coalition, what they think about tech and development and so on and so forth. One should keep in mind that Friedrich Merz has been working for international law firms like Meyer Brown and also BlackRock Germany. So he's a little bit more on the business side. Hopefully that will be good for the German economy.
Yeah.
Chris, you want to talk ecosystem?
I do. Let's start this time around with some news about the European ecosystem. So Bitkom is... How do we always explain it? The German...
It's the largest digital association in Europe, and they are, I do believe, thousands of corporate... They do have thousands of corporate members here from Germany.
There you go. So Bitkom slams the European Union's new online marketplace regulations. So the question becomes if tighter rules are actually a win for consumers or more of a burden for sellers. We have a link to that on the Bitkom website. France is investing $100 billion in AI technology in order to compete globally in that new market. There's also a European AI Act, which tries to regulate that new field, reshaping AI compliance in Europe. And the European Union is coming up with a startup and scale-up strategy that should be unveiled by summer. Question there, will it help Europe to stay competitive in the global tech race? More about that in the months to come. And the startup scene in Europe in general demands a united AI strategy. Question is there, will the EU support more homegrown AI players or fall behind China and the US? Trendingtopics.eu has the wrap-up of that discussion, what the European startups want and what kind of strategy they are looking for. And we have a list at TechEU of the 2024 unicorns, showing which European startups reached the ever so coveted $1 billion valuation last year.
For Germany, it was only eGym.
There you go. But moving on to Germany, Speedinvest warns of a liquidity crisis in the VC market, one of Europe's top VC firms predicts that we will be seeing one of the biggest capital crunches in years. It's also on trendingtopics.eu. So yeah, we will see whether their rather grim prediction actually becomes true. But I mean, again, going back to what I said a bit earlier before, the if you look at the geopolitical landscape right now, there is certainly reasons to be worried. Jumping from Germany to Switzerland and the ecosystem there, Swiss startups raised $2.4 billion in 2024, even though the market is tough there too, obviously. A lot of money went into deep tech, AI, and life sciences. They're also hoping to have their next unicorn soon. More about that can be found in vc-magazin.de. And the university, the engineering university in Zurich, ETH Zurich, continues to launch high growth startups. They are experiencing quite the boom there. And so that startup ticker.ch is asking whether this is actually Europe's top tech incubator. Moving on to the general news, tech news, company news section. I have the honor to highlight some of the new funds and VC news in case you are looking for money. We have already talked about Cherry Ventures and their $500 million for deep tech and AI in Germany. Then there's the Khan Fund, $51 million fund targeting life sciences and deep tech, also based in Germany. And there's the Helantic VC fund, $100 million to fuel European defense startups, also based in Germany. Now, industry news, and back to you.
Yes, let's look a little bit at biotech news. German oncology startups. Germany ranked number 3 in EU for biotech innovation. They have more than 200 cancer-related startups here in Germany. Talking a little bit about fintech news, Trade Republic under BaFin investigation for high yield savings promotion. Finleap is struggling with multiple portfolio company failures. Tesla clashes with BaFin over financial compliance issues. Trade Republic and N26 are now having real duel here. They one blog called it the ultimate fintech showdown, which company is leading the race for Europe's top neobank. New brokers, customers are unhappy. A new study shows high dissatisfaction with neobank trading platform. What's going wrong? Trade Republic is also under fire again for another ankle on their high yield interest rate promises. And we go to the general news where Alab Alpha CEO says no one will use DeepSeek R1 in 12 months. Is this a hype or an AI revolution in the making? ADAC, the German, what is the equivalent, like AAA in the US?
Yeah, I was going to say AAA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New range test for EVs challenges manufacturers. Which brands live up to the promises? Also, Frankfurt Airport makes space for Uber. Could this be a signal shifting away from traditional taxis? Frankfurt Airport, one of the busiest in Europe's here. OpenAI opens a new office in Munich, and Deutsche Glasfaser, one of the companies that is providing high speed. They disclosed that they need more than 1 billion euros for this high-speed internet. Chris, you want to do some creative destruction as well?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about what did not work. More than 100 startups failed in 2024. Deutsche Startups has a list of them. A lot of them actually did not make it through the winter, actually, wiping out a lot of the promising ventures there. Then Spreadshirt lays off employees as e-commerce shifts. Spreadshirt being really around for quite a long time already now. And it's another sign of market correction for online retail platforms in Germany. It's a place where you can customize gear as in clothing. Refurbed lays off 20% of its staff, reflecting pressure on refurbished electronics. They are based in Austria. And Heizma acquires the insolvent Mio Energy, showing that the heat pump sector in Germany isn't also immune to turbulence there. Which already leads us to, should we do mergers and acquisitions first? Because it says end on a high note.
Lease My Bike joins Munich's Green Mobility Holding, another step towards sustainable urban transport. Travel Perk raises 200 million in Series A for the acquisition of Yokoi. Home to Go acquiring Interhome to reshape European vacation rentals. Merck in talks to acquire US cancer biotech firm SpringWorks. Heizma acquires bankrupt Mio Energy, signaling sector consolidation. Chris, now you are the highlight. You are the high note for the end.
Yes, so I end on a high note with just a couple of the successful fundraising and exits. Keep in mind that it's just a selection that we come up with. This time around, we included only fundraisings above 10 million euros, Swiss francs, or US dollars. For example, Solaris, they got 140 million euros to strengthen embedded banking and fintech infrastructure. Then the Companisto-backed startups raise 40 million euros in Series B funding. Wondering whether this will fuel more European startups exits. Avelios Medical raises 30 million euros in a Series A. They are working on AI-powered healthcare automation, streamlining hospital workflows. Meteomatics from Switzerland could secure $22 million for their Series C funding already for AI-powered weather forecasting. Neurocare secures 19.3 million euros to work on mental health treatments, also AI-driven personalized therapy solutions there. Genlogs raises $14.6 million in a Series A round to revolutionize logistics with AI, working on supply chains there. Construct 12.5 million euros, also to bring AI, which is like apparently the buzzword of all of our fundraisings and exits this month, to bring AI-powered automation to construction. So hoping that the construction industry actually is also ripe for disruption coming from the machines.
But Chris, you remember there was also some time when we only talked about e-commerce, when we talked about quick delivery, when we talked about air taxis and so on and so forth. So I don't think it will crumble like the quick delivery hype, but I do believe it's a little bit overhyped AI right now.
Yeah. Or at least, I mean, it seems to be the one word that you have to include on all your in all your pitch decks, apparently.
Yes.
10 million euros for Ocell, O-C-E-L-L. It's also another deep tech investment in Europe, working on complex tech. Bioversus from Switzerland is a biotech IPO that got money. And then Feld.energy secures funding from the Flixbus founders. It's a Munich startup bringing agri-PV to farmers, clean energy without sacrificing the crops.
Chris, given that we went through so much material in order to cut down for the news, I think we're pretty happy to have it down to 25 minutes here, right?
Honestly, that was like rattling. German engineering in the podcast today.
Awesome. Chris, as always, was a pleasure talking to you. Looking forward to do the next news with you. Let me look on my wall calendar. They should also go live on the 27th of March.
Sounds awesome. Bye.
Bye, guys.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.